Leader!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Debate on the third and final reading of the ACT Party's bill to abolish compulsory membership of student unions resumed after dinner on Wednesday night, with Labour's Grant Robertson saying that the bill removed the choice available in the current legislation for students to hold a referendum if they wanted to change their union's membership rules.
And there's been a lot of talk about choice and that being a motivation and a driver for the promoter of this bill and for the National Party to support the bill. But the reality is that the choices that are now going to be put in front of students are not real choices.
They would have had them if National had not blocked Labor's amendments.
We put forward amendments that would have allowed our student associations access to contact details, so they actually could have provided information. But the reality, Mr. Speaker, is that this bill is not about choice. This bill is about an ideological crusade of a very small number of students represented in this House by a party that seems to be going out of existence.
But the effects will not be limited to university students.
I predict that most of the university students' associations will stumble on in some kind of relationship with their tertiary institution providers, and I'll come back to that in a minute. It is polytechnic students who will really suffer here. I don't believe many polytechnic student associations will be able to survive this bill.
Grant Robertson's fears were echoed by the Greens' Gareth Hughes, who said the bill ushered in a new dark age for students.
Mr. Speaker, this bill is quite simply as an ideological solution in search of a problem. Mr. Speaker, I'm proud to be voting against this bill, as will the Green Party, and we urge the government benches to reconsider. It's not too late. I urge the Minister of Tertiary Education, Stephen Joyce, he's got one last chance to reconsider allowing this bill to pass.
But Stephen Joyce left the government's response to Gareth Hughes to National's backbenchers, led by their Taupō MP, Louise Upston.
There are some pieces of legislation where the divide between the left and the right is more obvious than others. This is one such piece of legislation. And I'm very proud, Mr. Speaker, to say that the values of the National Party include freedom and choice. Part of balancing freedom of choice is, of course, Mr. Speaker, responsibility. The left, however, have been clinging to compulsory student union membership and fought this like they have not fought any other single piece of legislation in this House.
Taking a similar approach to Louise Upston, her national colleague from Rangitata, Jo Goodhue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, it gives me real pleasure to at last be able to take a short call in this, the third reading of the Education Freedom of Association Amendment Bill, and I do so as a member of the Select Committee. Well, what a fascinating philosophical debate we've had here tonight. We're seeing it all hang out, aren't we? But over here, we're talking about freedom of association, not compulsion, and that certainly has come through all of our speeches.
After Jo Goodhue, National put up one of their list MPs.
Toe Henry, the Honourable.
Mr. Speaker, let's cut to the truth of the matter. What VSM really means, Mr. Speaker, it means that the passing of this bill will stop the little lefties organising on campus and running back to their generals and their captains and their lieutenants in the Labour Party and using other people's money for things that are no doubt political, Mr. Speaker.
From Tauhanere back across the chamber to another Māori MP, Rahui Katene.
Rahui Katene.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This day, the third reading of a bill, which I really cannot name because it is a lie, has been a long time coming. It's a day which the thinkers and not the reactors of us in this House had hoped would never happen. And I want to acknowledge the sterling efforts of the Labour and Green parties, who along with the Māori Party have tried to prevent this bill from ever being enacted.
Finally, a word from the bill's original sponsor, Sir Roger Douglas, who congratulated his caucus colleague, Heather Roy, on getting the bill passed.
We in this House have ratified the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which guarantees to individuals the freedom of association. And I might add, and this is very important, explicitly includes the right not to associate. I congratulate my colleague on the work she's done. and New Zealand's going to be a much better place for passing this law.
Order. The debate having now concluded, the question is that the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no.
No.
The ayes have it.
And so they did, by the 63 votes of ACT National and Peter Dunn to the 58 of all other parties. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.